This is Crunch Time with thanks to Ringwood Mazda. Let's quickly, before we get into the crunch, check in with Ben Dixon from CrownBet. You can download the app today and don't forget to gamble responsibly. Looking first of all at Adelaide and Melbourne, Dicko.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's a big game ahead. Hutto, obviously Adelaide are in great form and they're $1.07 in the head-to-head market. Melbourne out to $9 from $8, so they continue to drift and the line's done the same. A little bit of rain in Adelaide at the moment here at Adelaide Oval, and the line's 49.5. So if you think Melbourne are going to bring a bit of defence today, that's a nice line, a bit of interest. But Adelaide in the head-to-head market back very strongly.
All right, I imagine the Bombers are pretty strongly as well favoured to beat the Blues.
They are. Carlton were backed in a little bit yesterday. They're into $4, but Essendon $1.28, pretty strong, and the line's still at 25.5. That hasn't budged in the last 2 days.
They'd be $3 if they'd done their opposition analysis, Dicko.
I reckon they'd be even money if they really got their act together.
Have you got a market? Have you got a market of where the mix going to go on or not go on, Dicko?
I reckon, to be brutally honest, I think a million to one. So if you like those odds, then you can donate your money.
Another dollar.
At a million.
I don't know if you're listening, but I didn't say a million to one. I said I'm pretty confident he won't go on. Congratulations, and not a lot of people speak out against Mick for obvious reasons, but really firm in your opinion and belief on Fox Footy on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what I believe, because I've been following it for a year and a half or longer now, and when you look at it from a supporter's point of view, you got to break it down. You can't just say, you know, we've got no talent. You got to actually put your finger on why. So, totally stand by it, and pretty happy with obviously the assessment.
All right, thank you, Dicko. Don't forget, you can download the app at CrownBet and gamble responsibly. 12:26. Let's get into the crunch. It's going to be a brief edition because we want to leave plenty of time for the Saturday Spotlight, which is coming up next, where we focus on the way the game's being played. So do your best to answer these questions in as brief a...
Come on, Doom. You've been brilliant today, but
as
I want
possible.
More.
It's all for the Savoy Tavern. It's the newest, oldest pub in town. It's just where you go. Do you believe Adam Goode volunteered to play in the NEAFL this weekend?
Dermot?
No, that's a general question to all of us.
Do I? No, my gut says no, but I thought they argued pretty well that I believed them at the end.
I reckon he did actually say...
I reckon he did too.
I'll play in the NEAFL, and I reckon he cracked the mini... Pooies and just, I reckon he's taking his bat and ball. And
mini pooies.
Well, I said shits last night and some people said you can't say that.
Okay, so, well, yeah. It's good to roll over it. Is there any chance Gary Ablett will play anywhere but the Gold Coast next year?
Yes, I believe there is a chance. Yeah, I reckon that place up there at the moment, it's middle of January and there's a stack of wood, and if they're waiting for a spark, it could go up. I just think after the two performances, the expectations of the chairman last year, we want to win a premiership within three. They've taken about 1,000 steps backwards. Their stars aren't aligned. Rocket's gone through them once. They didn't respond. He put his arm around them. Very interesting to see what happens this week. I'm going to write a piece about this next week, so I'll give you a bit of a taste. Does Gary Ablett, with his injured shoulder, now command $1 million a year?
Well, the biggest problem they've got is Rocket has always had a honeymoon period at every club that he started at. They've had a fantastic first year, and then he's lost the players at the end.
By the end of the first year.
By going too hard.
He loses games early. He's always lost games.
He's had a honeymoon period for a year.
He's had a honeymoon period for 12 months.
But he loses, like, in the first 6 weeks or so. Well, he took some fearful beatings at Sydney in his first year, in the first 6 weeks, first quarter of the year.
They made the
They certainly
grand final
did. I'm just clarifying for you. Early on, he's always taken some beatings.
It's never worked when he's gone hard at them. He's lost the group when he's gone hard at them at the end. That's my big worry. If he goes hard all this year, where are they then?
I don't think he's got a honeymoon period.
He hasn't had it so far.
No, I don't think he's got it.
All right.
He was brought in, like Mick Malthouse, was brought into Carlton to do something with this list because we think we're ready. He's come in.
Different honeymoon period.
No honeymoon. No, they're in separate beds, mate.
You're talking about the honeymoon period coming from the board as to what they want. The honeymoon period is with the players to say, I love this new voice.
They might be estranged already.
Sorry, headache. Go on.
The Saints moved Goddard, Del Santo, McAvoy over the last couple of years, and then Stanley. Who are Carlton players that they can actually use as currency if they go down that aggressive path?
Two.
Who are the two?
Chris Yaron will get attraction because he's an outside runner. And I don't care what anyone says, when Mark Murphy's fit and playing well and his confidence is high and he's got the support. Like, it was interesting, Mick Malthouse again talking Gibbs. About Murphy last night.
Cruz
has dropped away with
still
his...
Get,
with
still
his,
get, with his still got currency.
I asked Mark Legutashay during the week, I said, hypothetical, Stephen Silvani comes to you at the end of the year and says, right, we can get an early first and a late first for Mark Murphy. What will you say? A, let's talk about it.
He'll be 28 at the end of this year.
Or we're not trading him because he's our captain. He said, we'll talk about it.
2004 draft, I think it was, 2005.
It's a bad message.
Mate, everyone's on the table except
that is a horrendous message
yes,
to send out publicly about your captain.
Oh, I said it. I'm sure.
But I'm just saying that is a bad message.
Of course it is. How did Murph feel the next day reading that as captain of the Carlton Football Club?
Have you seen anything to suggest Richmond is anything other than a middle-of-the-road side? This is our last question, by the way. It's quick today.
Well, Robbo's put an article in the paper. He's put Cochin on the map. He's not happy with his ball use. He's going cheap. He's getting cheap stats.
Do you know that he was ranked of all midfielders last year in score involvement?
Yeah.
Equal 61st.
Yep.
In 2012, he was 6th. All I know is I watched Trent Cochin play against the Bulldogs last week. And I hated watching
him. He's been doing that for a while. He does have different... He does play a different sort of game to most of the midfielders.
I wrote exactly that. I said he plays a different game.
But it's no less effective than others. I think Sam Mitchell has as many short chip kicks across halfback as what Cochin does.
Yeah, I would say that... I would say that Matt Mitchell's more effective than Koch.
But the thing with... There's a big difference...
But on a map, on a heat map.
Let's say
like
they,
that.
Yeah, but let's say they both get 30 possessions. Cochin wins it, gives it with the expectancy that he'll get it back. So his one involvement gets two possessions. Mitchell finds it in the traffic, gives it out, and that ball's gone.
And he's got
doesn't get it again. He's got 30 involvements.
We don't always have to agree, do we?
No.
Far better efficiency.
I think Cochin. In 2012, won a lot of ball at full forward, which distorts your figures, Mark.
Yep.
He's playing a different role this year.
All right. We might have time for a few more of those Crunch questions later, but we've got to take a short break now, and then we're back with the Saturday Spotlight. The Crunch has been for the Savoy Tavern. It's the newest, oldest pub in town. It's just where you go. Stay tuned as we focus on the way the game's being played. Is there a disconnect between grassroots level and the top brand of AFL footy that's being played? Phil Walsh has had some interesting words to say with Robbo. We'll chat about those next on Crunch Time.